From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs a delay in the resumption of indirect Syrian peace talks from March 7 to 8. Stefan Demisteris says this will allow the cessation of hostilities in force in Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the truce, now in its fifth day, continues to hold.
Over the last 24 hours, it would appear as if there hasn't been any more violations of the cessation of hostilities. Again, it's a very fluid environment, and we're just going to keep monitoring as closely as we can.
Syria's President Bashar al-Assad told German television Tuesday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decline in violence, but adds the challenge is using the lull to get desperately needed humanitarian aid to those who need it.
It's not enough to say that the cessation of violence is the fact is how much of this would translate in allowing access and mobility of our teams within Syria.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, reaffirmed in a phone conversation Tuesday the importance of close coordination to keep the truce intact. Former Ugandan Prime Minister Amama Mbabazi has challenged the February 18 re-election of longtime President Yoweri Museveni in court, saying the result should be nullified over widespread voting irregularities. His Go Forward party filed a petition in the country's Supreme Court. Mr. Museveni was declared winner with 60% of the vote, to opposition candidate Kizza Besigye's 35% and Mbabazi's about 2%. Besigye and members of his Forum for Democratic Change have been arrested or held in detention numerous times during and after the electoral process. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, New York businessman Donald Trump won a majority of the 11 states that held Republican presidential primary elections Tuesday and so-called Super Tuesday. Trump, at a Florida news conference late Tuesday, dismissed the view that he is a divisive figure.
We have expanded the Republican Party. When you look at what's happened in South Carolina and you see the kind of numbers that we got in terms of extra people coming in, they came from the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party, and they're Democrats and they're longtime Democrats and they were never going to switch and they all switched and they were independents.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, swept through most of the 11 state contests in the Democratic presidential primary voting, sounding a theme in her campaign effort.
Instead of building walls, we're going to break down barriers and build ladders of opportunity and empowerment so every American can live up to his or her potential.
The next big primary contest, March 15th, when voters in both major parties in several major states, including Ohio and Florida, cast ballots. The U.N. Security Council has postponed until Wednesday a vote on a resolution that would impose new sanctions on North Korea in response to its latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The vote has been expected Tuesday afternoon, but Russia invoked a 24-hour procedural review. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the draft goes further than previous resolutions.
Would ensure the and require the inspection of all cargo going into and out of North Korea. For the first time, it would prohibit all small arms and other conventional weapons from being sold to the North Koreans. It would, for the first time, impose broad sectoral sanctions on sectors, particular sectors of the North Korean economy, such as it is.
He said the sanctions with Chinese support will impact the North's nuclear missile programs and adversely impact the regime's leadership. NATO military commander General Philip Breedlove told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday that Russia poses a long-term threat to the U.S.
Russia has chosen to be an adversary and poses a long-term existential threat to the U.S. and to our European allies and partners.
He said Russia is eager to exert unquestioned influence over many of its neighbors. Tunisia is inviting German forces into the North African country to train border troops from neighboring Libya in the fight against Islamic State. The two countries have also agreed to speed up the repatriation of rejected Tunisian asylum seekers in Europe. The head of the U.S. National Security Agency warned Tuesday that hackers will try to mount a cyber attack against U.S. infrastructure. Admiral Michael Rogers telling a cybersecurity conference in San Francisco, it's a matter of time before a foreign nation state or group or actor attempts to launch such an attack. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.